We are live. Episode 108 for Not Cool in High School podcast. This is the first of the spinoff series. So this is going to be Not Cool in High School Horror Edition with your host, Anthony Blackwell and Heidi Blackwell, your horror movie expert.
I would not say expert.
You watch a lot.
I do, but I wouldn't say expert.
So this has been something that we've talked about for a long time. And even people who've listened to the podcast said it'd be really fun if you and Heidi just did a podcast. And we're gonna see how this goes. This may only be one episode. We'll see how it goes. But the lights are set. It's spooky. It looks bloody in here. We're going to talk about the 1981 The Evil Dead by Sam Raimi. It is The Evil Dead. So before we get to any of that, let's get through the housekeeping. If you are watching live, say hi to us. Let us know you're here. If you're a fan of this movie, you can always chime in anything you may know or maybe we messed up. We're not perfect. We're going to go through like fun facts about the movie, what we thought about the movie. It's not going to be a scene by scene breakdown. Maybe we'll talk about some things we thought was really corny, which
There's a lot. But it's good.
But it's good corny, exactly. And a whole bunch of things in between. It is our first episode, so we're gonna have to get our bearings. It's the first time we and you are having this
time we've ever just sat, the two of us.
And I have to like be careful what we say because we joke around each other in ways that other people don't understand. So yeah. I gotta kind of keep that at bay. But the IWEPnetwork.com is where you can go for your one-stop shop for everything for the network between Not Cool in High School, Truth Behind Illusion, Bangin' Beers. There's so much more. Interviews with everyday people. I mean, shows that we're not even doing over there with Pull Box Pals, Higher Than Other Words, Welcome Back, Stay Doomed. We have something for everybody over on the network, and we're honored to have all these shows on here. You can check out the podcast, where you can find the podcast if you want to watch on YouTube, if it's just audio only, if there's merchandise, there are sponsorships. We have tons of cool sponsors. And then, like I said, anytime you get merchandise too, make sure you send us a photo of you in the merchandise. This brand new logo, which was helped out and done by Nikolai Cabana, which is beautiful. We have a little the N is Nightmare on Elm Street. We got C is Chucky, our Child's Play. I is going to be It. H is Halloween. S is Scream. And then we got the bloody podcast going on there. So thank you, Nikolai, for the logo. We're very excited for this first spinoff. We are going to open the doors for guests to come on in the future. We want to do a mix of like pop culture movies that people really, really know. And then we're going to dive into some ones that maybe not many people know.
Yeah.
Then we want to dive into like the independent scene and maybe have guests on who have made independent movies. Maybe have back on, I'm having a brain fart for Backwoods. Maybe have him back on.
Yeah.
Be a lot of fun. So there's a lot of cool things we can cover with this side project. But we want to thank the people who support us over on the Patreon. So we have $1 to $25 tiers, but you can do anything in between. Anything over $10 puts you in the running for a free t-shirt giveaway. So we want to thank Ryan Vox from Outbreak Wrestling, David S, Brett Squared from the Keg Stand in Monty City, Bridget M, Andrew H from Bangin' Beers Podcast, Greg R, Heidi B from Not Cool in High School, Ryan G from the Fueled by Haas Podcast, Kelly, Crystal Mountain Healing, as well as Truth Behind Illusion, Tommy B, the Tree of Life Metaphysical Shop, Brad Z, Higher Than Other Words Podcast, and JH. So thank you all so much for the support, keeping the lights on. That helps pay for things like the StreamYard that we're using. Mm-hmm. If we do edits and everything like that on Adobe, that helps pay for those bills. So let's dive into it. The Evil Dead. Well, actually, usually on all the shows, we do like a couple minutes of banter in the beginning or stuff like that. So let's not dive straight into it. You watch tons and tons of horror movies. So what are some recent ones you've watched? You don't have to do full reviews, but some ones that stick out that you have watched. Because for people who don't know, I had to make separate profiles on every one of our accounts because everything is horror movie. Like, I can't find anything. Even if you go to the kids section, it somehow puts when monsters or ghosts or stuff like that are in kids shows because you have the algorithm so warped.
Well, too bad.
So she watches everything on Netflix, Hulu, to the point we had to go get Shudder. That's another thing we're going to do too. We're going to do like a Shudder movie, like a Shudder movie of the week. Like Shudder,
they put some good stuff on Shudder. Like there's some like top-notch ones on there too sometimes,
and some classics are on there also.
That's what I mean. Even Ed's on there right now, but it wasn't working for me earlier.
Yeah, so we do have some issues on the Fire Stick with Shudder.
But it was doing it on Xbox today too.
Really?
Yeah.
So maybe there's
maybe that needs an update though.
Yeah, maybe. I wonder if anyone else, if you're listening and you use Shudder, let us know.
I know
if
you someone have some else said he has it on a smart TV and the app sometimes gives him trouble.
Really? Mm. It's a great app when it works.
Yeah.
So what have you watched recently?
So today I watched a few. I watched this one on Shudder called Caveat, which is pretty good. It was a little slow. It was like a, I don't know what you would call it, like a thriller kind of. You're trying to figure out what's going on, if it's like
a whodunit
or something. No, it's kind of like you think it's like supernatural, but
or she maybe
not sure.
Crazy.
But yeah, it's like weird.
Is that the one we were watching that I fell asleep to?
That was
a little
weird. Night Sky or the Night something. The Night House. That was pretty good. That was like a good, you don't really know. And then it kind of ended and you're still not quite sure.
It was really,
if she's crazy or if it's supernatural, you don't really know.
Yeah.
But it was good. But Caveat was good. It was a little slow for some people. They might not like that. And then I rewatched because I fell asleep before when I tried to watch it, Terrified, which is supposed to be real spooky. That one's like a Spanish film, so you gotta read subtitles. And it's like supernatural. Like there's all kinds of something going on in this neighborhood and it's real creepy.
So we celebrated Easter recently.
Yeah.
And the best way as horror fans that you can celebrate Easter is watching zombie movies, yeah, right?
We watched a bunch of zombie movies.
What was the one we watched with Bill Murray and the guy who played Kylo Ren in Star Wars?
I can't remember because I fell asleep.
It's a Hulu show. I watched the whole thing. You passed out.
Yeah, you fell
asleep. No, I watched the entire thing. Nope. I watched the whole thing.
I just lost my thing. I can't remember. Let me see if it's on here. It was like the
I didn't plan this, so I may have just threw her a curveball, but yeah, we're not prepared. We don't script these out. We just kind of go. But
I can't find it. I thought it was going to show me in my searches as I searched for it. Something
I was going to say, Google Bill Murray zombie movie, but that might not even give you what you want either. Actually, seen Zombieland 2 for the first time that day too.
I fell asleep.
It was fun.
I don't think we fit. Did you finish?
Yeah, I finished it. It was fun. Yeah.
We took a lot of naps that day.
Yeah, that was a nap day.
The dead don't die.
It was kind of like third wall breaking, and then it gets really, really good. But it's funny.
Yeah.
I don't want to give anything away because it's really like there's...
It was cool. They did like the third wall thing.
Yeah.
Because they're playing the music, and then it comes on the radio, and he's like, I don't know the song. And the guy goes, that's the theme song.
Yeah. Well, they break walls later on even more, but it was funny.
It was good.
There's a big cast of that, too.
Yeah.
Steve Buscemi.
What I saw, there was a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that was a good one.
We watched, what was the other one we watched? Something Dead.
Oh, the one with where all the zombies are still zombies are all smart with Benicio del Toro. The dude who plays the killer clown in fucking Spawn.
Oh, John Leguizamo.
The bad guy from Speed. What was that movie?
Dennis Hopkins or Dennis Hopper?
Whatever. I don't know. I'm terrible with names. Yeah, we watched that one.
Land of the Dead.
Land of the Dead, where the zombies are kind of intelligent.
We'll have to take notes.
Yeah. Time. We'll be prepared next time.
Land of the Dead.
Yeah. So that's kind of what we recently watched. Like I said, Heidi tries to watch something when you work crazy hours. So it's hard for you to actually watch things. But yeah. So
when I am off, I don't do much else. I didn't.
Except nap and watch horror.
That's why I did today.
We are wearing Fright Rags t shirts today.
Of course.
So you're wearing the brand new Killer Clowns from Outer Space t-shirt, the cotton candy version. So it's like a cool tie-dyed. I ordered one too. They are pre-shrunk.
Yeah.
So if you like your shirts a little baggier, that's why I kind of go with the extra large. It will almost fit like a large.
Yours is a little small.
Because
mine are always a little big anyway because I get a large, so it doesn't feel that much different.
Yeah, t-shirts are a tough game.
They're weird
when you're kind of chubby and you're like,
well, and I think it depends where you get them from too, because the material is always different and sometimes they'll really shrink.
See, I like when the shirt hugs the chest a little bit, but then like kind of bags over the belly. Yeah, I don't want it to hug the old bell.
We gotta cut back on the brewskis a little bit.
I've been doing really good with not drinking sugary drinks.
Well, that's good, buddy.
I had a soda today. Beer. For the first time in 4 days, I had a soda today. Yeah. Anyway, that's not important. and I'm wearing the Evil Dead shirt.
Yeah, I don't think I have that one.
Finally just ordered. So I ordered the Evil Dead 2 long sleeve and then an Army of Darkness shirt. And for some reason, they sent me an Evil Dead 2 shirt.
Are you sure the other one just didn't show up yet?
No, I looked at my order and it was supposed to be an Evil Dead 2, an Army of Darkness and an Evil Dead 2 long sleeve. And they sent me the Army of the Evil Dead 2 t-shirt and the Evil Dead 2 long sleeve.
Oh.
But I'm not complaining because I wanted the Evil Dead 2 shirt anyway. Yeah. The only thing that's... Oh, I bought my thing. The only thing that sucks now is now I had to get a 2X in the Army of Darkness.
Yeah, because they didn't have it, but...
But you're great at shrinking stuff.
Yeah.
So we'll figure it out.
Shrink it.
Yeah, you'll kill that game.
And if I shrink it too much, then it'll be my shrink.
No, I don't like that. So, yes, The Evil Dead, a 1981. We're going to go a little bit from different websites for our facts and our fun facts and stuff like that. We're going to use Wikipedia a lot here too, but the Evil Dead is
IMDb.
Yes. So the Evil Dead is a 1981 American supernatural horror film written and directed by Sam Raimi, produced by Robert Tappert, and executive produced by Sam Raimi, by Raimi, Tappert, and Bruce Campbell, who also starred alongside Ellen's Sandwich, Richard. I'm terrible at names.
Richard DeMannon?
Yeah. Betsy Baker and Teresa Tilly. The film focuses on five college students vacationing in an isolated cabin in the remote wooded area after they find an audio tape that releases legions of demons, spirits, and four members of the group suffer from demonic possession, forcing the fifth member, Ash Williams Campbell, to survive an onslaught of an increasingly gory mayhem. So that's the premise. When's the first time you've seen Evil Dead?
Oh, I don't even know.
Were you a kid?
Probably not. Probably like a teenager, I want to say, or later.
Even. Really? Yeah. I seen this when I was young.
Yeah, I don't think I did.
So when we used to go to my Aunt Colleen's house, my cousin Brian was older than us, and he was into horror movies. So when we were like really young, he was still like old enough to like 11, 12, maybe teenager years. I always have those timelines skewed. Yeah. But also that household was very into their horror movies. Like my Aunt Colleen and my Uncle Steve were really into horror. Like that was their whole thing. So I remember watching this in their house in McAdoo. And I just remember like, it fucked me up a little bit. Like when I was a kid, it scared me. Like the girl, the girl laughing in the doorway freaked me out. Because like to me, even though I'm as an adult, I'm like, man, that looks really corny.
So bad. Now.
When I was a kid, like the blood, like the red and yellow eyes, or like the noises they made. Like,
well, I feel like for back then, it did look scary.
Like, the noises it made got me. Like when you would hear all those different like screeching and noise, like that fucked me up. Yeah. Or like, we're gonna get you. Like I was like, yo, I can't deal with this. And obviously, like. Growing up, everyone for the most part is growing up like Catholic or Christian. Anytime demons come into play, it's always extra spooky because you're like bred with your religion.
Yeah, maybe that's why it doesn't get to me. Because I was talking to someone the other day about this, and they said that stuff is more scary like than zombies or something.
Yeah.
But to me, I feel like I don't know. I wasn't really super religious, so it doesn't. I don't know if it's real. So
yeah,
where a person being a killer is more scary to me.
Yeah, you're more afraid by the things on Earth rather than dark entities.
And I don't think zombies are only scary if they're the fast ones.
Fast zombies. Fuck. Well, that'll be a whole another topic one day. Fast zombies. But yeah, so this production company for this is Renaissance Pictures, distributed by New Line Cinema. I don't know what I tried to do there. Release date was October 15th, 1981. The runtime is 85 minutes. It was released in the United States. It was English. The budget was $375,000 to make this movie, which is one of the things they struggled with for this movie for a very long time that we'll get into.
Wait, what did you say the release date was?
October 15th.
Okay, IMDb says April 15th.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, the budget is $350,000 estimated.
So they're both right around there. But I'm going off Wikipedia, IMDb. So yeah, you got it. It's probably a little more accurate. And then it says the box office, it made $2.7 million or $29.4 million, I guess, with inflation, if it would have been made today.
Okay.
So you barely cross the threshold of $500,000 and then rake in almost three. That's a good day.
I would say, yeah. Especially because it took them forever to, what was it, years, right? It took them like a couple of years at least to film because they had to keep stopping.
This movie had a lot of issues off the bat.
Well, and money, they didn't have money. They had to keep stopping production.
He was going door to door to try to get people.
Yeah. That's what I read too. They would all do it. Like they would all just like, all right, let's go clean up, shave up, suit up, go door to door.
And the thing with this too is like all three of them were passionate about this project. Like, all right, we have to go get a second job to put it towards our movie. Like, so a lot of times, I guess you'll have, most of it will be like, you'll have a team, but not the whole team is dedicated to funding the project, you know, like they want to be part of the project, but it really takes the person to really be like, all right, I'm going to really put this on my back.
I feel like now, especially like the money people are up here not doing anything.
Yeah. And nowadays, like, we could easily like, all right, we have a goal we want to get for equipment, and we can put like a GoFundMe or a donation thing that people can do. But it's tough to ask for that.
Yeah.
So imagine back then going door to door and being like, hey, we're trying to make a demonic horror movie. Can you help us? And they're like,
people probably hated that.
Fuck you. Yeah. I'm not doing that.
That sound okay?
Like, it sound weird. So the three friends produced a short film called Within the Woods as proof of concept to this movie.
Was that all theirs? Because I read it was just Sam Raimi.
Raimi, Tappert, and Campbell and their friends.
Yeah, I read that was just Raimi's film.
Yeah. To build interest for potential investors, which secured $90,000 to begin work on The Evil Dead. The location for the film was a remote cabin, and they had to do it in Tennessee. So they're mostly from the Michigan and Detroit area, but they were told that it was going to be a really, really harsh winter, and they also didn't want snow in their shots. So they went down to Tennessee and found this cabin to then shoot this film. In the difficult filming process that proved extremely uncomfortable for the cast and crew, the film's extensive prosthetic makeup, effects, and stop motion animations were created by artist Tom Sullivan, and the complete film attraction interest producer Ivan Shapiro, who helped screen the film from 1982's Cannes Film Festival, and horror author Stephen King gave rave reviews of the film, which resulted New Line Cinema and Suna Cinema to inquire the its distribution rights. So
I feel like that's a big, like,
yeah, you make a, like,
got Stephen King's approval, you're made.
Yeah, you make this movie with you and your buddies, and and Stephen King's like, this is a blast, and that's gonna help. Yeah,
I'd be okay with just that.
Yeah, you're like, fuck it, I made it.
I don't even care,
like,
what it does now.
It, you know, but it went on to make almost $3 million, so yeah. Stephen King helped, and I guess they put that Stephen King review all over the boxes.
Oh,
and
I would too.
Yeah, they're like, Stephen King loves this. Yeah,
for sure.
Evil Dead grossed $2.4 million in the U.S. and between $2.7 and $29.4 million worldwide. Sorry, not inflated. Both early and later critical receptions were universally positive for years since its release, and the film had developed a reputation of one of the most significant cult films, cited among the greatest horror films of all time, one of the most successful independent films. It launched the careers of Sam Raimi, who went on to do amazing movies, and it actually started a little Easter egg that has been in every Sam Raimi film since. The car they drive,
oh yeah,
Sam Raimi tries to put that make and model of car in all his movies.
Really?
Yes. Uncle Ben, I believe, is driving the same car when he gets killed in Spider-Man.
Oh
yes, because he did a Spider-Man franchise. Yeah. So imagine you make an independent horror film, and then you go on to do like the first three Spider-Mans that we all know. Like, you're the first person to put Spider-Man on the screen.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's insane. Where am I at here? Yes, so it launched the careers of Raimi, Tappert, and Campbell, who have contributed and collaborated on several films together, such as Raimi's Spider-Man trilogy. There it is right there. Bruce kind of did a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. I mean, he did some acting credits here and there.
But he helped out with, like, the...
Mm-hmm. The Evil Dead has spawned media franchise, beginning with the direct to sequel direct sequels written and directed by Raimi, Evil Dead 2 and Army of Darkness, a fourth film, Evil Dead 2013, and which is a series soft reboot and continuation, which that'll be another one. So eventually we're going to go through
every
Evil Dead movie, because I really like this franchise. And we will touch on all of them, just not, it won't be like episode next one we do is Evil Dead again. Yeah. Like, we'll space them out. But yeah, so where we are, which aired, and also it had a follow up TV series, Ash vs. the Evil Dead, which I have never watched.
I haven't seen it yet either.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty good though.
Yeah, we should buy the box set of it. I think there's a thing you could buy the box set of the movies and the Ice vs. Evil Dead complete series in like one big box, like a collector's thing. We'll look into that. Which aired from 2015 to 2018. The franchise also included video games, comic books, and the film's protagonist, Ash Williams, also considered to be a cultural icon. Yeah. When you think this movie, later on, you think Ash. Ash is there.
You'll forget, like, everyone else's name.
Yeah. Dana hanging out with us in chat, if I get my mouse. Thank you. She's a huge supporter. She supports, like, every show on the network, which is fantastic. And she's saying, I'm loving the first episode. Well, so this
good, because we couldn't decide what movie to pick. We were trying to decide if we should do a classic or a new one, or we didn't know.
I kind of pulled the trigger and said Evil Dead. Yeah. Because
she
would have thought about it for another week.
Yep.
And I'm like, let's just do it. Evil Dead's where it's at.
So I have a funny thing. On IMDb, he is the only one who has a full name. Like his character.
Okay.
He's the only one that has a full name, and everybody else is just their first name. And then there's a million fake Shemps.
Yes.
That's literally it. Just fake Shemps all the way through.
So the Shemps are your demons.
Yeah.
And the reason why there's a bunch
so
of them,
many.
The reason why there's so many different Shemps, Shemps. Is because this movie took years to make. So it just didn't happen like in a 6 month window.
They had to use.
So a lot of actors, people. Like the main four, there's only four people in this movie, and they couldn't lock. Oh yes. Well, Bruce and the other guy, I believe is actually Sam Raimi's brother is the other guy.
Mm-mm. No, he did parts for the fake Shemps, but he wasn't the actor.
Oh, okay. Well, the other guy and Bruce are like, they were there the whole time. Like they were always there. I believe so. And then the girls kind of, they didn't have all the girls for the whole filming because like
they all got turned into demons.
Yeah. Well, they got turned into demons. And a lot of times once they put the prosthetics and makeup on,
it was
either a wig and the same makeup or it was. So they changed. So at scenes, you're like, why does the demon look different? Yeah. It's a completely different actor because they couldn't keep him the whole time.
I read that the one girl, that Betsy Baker, she lost like her eyebrow or eyelashes or something got ripped off when they pulled off like a mask.
Yeah. This movie has historically had problems with prosthetics and special effects. She says, hi, do you have to come to a PPW show?
Oh, okay.
She's always at PPW, big PPW supporter. What else we got in the chat here? Been looking forward to the start of the horror.
Yay.
Colleen's excited. Thank you. Well, our first one is going to be, we're kind of dived into it. Is going to be Evil Dead. So that's what we're covering. So if you know anything about Evil Dead or any other horror movies you have ideas for, please tell us in the comments. And the more you guys interact and share and tell everybody about this, it helps grow. And we know that Not Cool in High School, every topic may not be for everybody. So that's why we're doing like the horror or the Disney or the Star Wars to kind of bring people in, which now Disney's like controversial, which is crazy to me. I don't get it. Yeah, so hopefully, like, even if you're not a fan of, like, one thing, like, it'll kind of bring you into the Not Cool High School universe, and you can come and talk to us and join the community pages
and stuff.
It'll
give some of us a chance to talk more about stuff
Buff really says, into. In the reboot, the first letter of the characters' names all spell demon.
Ooh.
I did not know that. Thank you, Buff. That's a good fun fact.
That is cool. I really like the remake.
The remake, so good. Go ahead. What else you got?
Oh, I thought you were still going.
No, we were talking about The Sims.
Oh, the Shemps. Yeah, just that they were Shemps. Why can't you say that?
I don't know. I can't talk right now.
Shemp.
I want to say simp.
Yeah. No, just that's all they were. And then the thing we were watching earlier said that's all because he liked Three Stooges.
Yes.
That's like a whole Three Stooges thing.
Yeah. Well, the basement scene with the water pipe and the blood. So that whole scene is a direct pull from a Three Stooges film where the water pipes are busting and the light bulbs are filling with water. Like that's a whole Three Stooges thing. Yeah. And that whole idea of calling them Shemps was all from Three Stooges.
Yeah.
Did I say it right that time?
Shemp.
Well, I'm pluralizing because there's more than one.
Shemps. Yeah, but you're making it an I instead of an E.
You know what? I'm just going to drink for my fright rags. Shamrock series.
Oh, anyway, the basement actually was not in the same cabin.
Yeah, so that cabin they rented didn't have a basement. So they cut a hole in the floor and then dug a pit.
Like 4 feet or something like that.
Yeah. And that was, so every time that they were going into a basement, they're going into a hole.
Yeah.
So when Bruce Campbell is going down the hall and looks up at everybody up at the top, he's actually looking up into Tennessee and they're looking down at him in, I believe it was Michigan.
I think. Yeah. And then there was like some of it was in Michigan, I think, and then some of it was shot in his garage.
Right? Yeah, it was shot in his garage. Yeah. Well, real quick, here's some background and writing also from Wikipedia. So Sam Raimi and Bruce Campbell grew up together and have been friends from a very early age. The duo made several low-budget Super 8 millimeter film projects together, several comedies, including Clockwork and It's Murder. Shooting a suspense scene for It's Murder inspired them to approach the series' horror genre. After researching horror cinema at drive-in theaters, Raimi began directing a horror film and opting to shoot a proof of concept short film described by the director as a prototype that would attract interest for financiers and raise funds to shoot the full project, which became it was Within the Woods. I've actually never seen the Within the Woods thing. I believe the special feature, like, we only have this version of the DVD, which has no, like, I get, yeah, there is a commentary. I could not find the commentary. Is this the one we watched?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I couldn't find the commentary. Interesting.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm sure there's a lot more. Like, there's a lot of deleted scenes. A lot of it I've never seen. But, Raimi asked the help of assistance from several of his friends and past collaborators to make The Evil Dead. Campbell offered to produce the film alongside Tappert, which is, he also starred Ash Williams. Sorry, beer burps. The main character, which his producing responsibility made him the only actor willing to stay during the production's entirety. Also, he is the only actor, so that the other guy was not there the whole time. Where am I at here? To inquire more actors for the project, Raimi put an ad in the Detroit News. Betsy Baker was one of the first actors to respond. Eller Sandwich, who appeared Within the Woods, also cast. The crew consisted of mostly entirely of Raimi's and Campbell's friends and family. The special effect makeup artist Within the Woods was Tom Sullivan, was brought on to compose the effects after expressing a positive reaction with working with Raimi. He also helped create many of the film's foam latex and fake blood effects and added coffee as an extra ingredient from the traditional fake blood formula of corn syrup and food coloring. So he added coffee to his blood. That's a huge thing in the horror scene that I've learned.
Like the blood.
It's like
trying to get the best.
Yeah, like blood. Well, there's a traditional
like
blood
syrup or whatever, right?
Yeah, there's a term for the, like, everyone's like, they call that, like, that's the, like, the McDonald's version of how to make fake blood, but then everyone adds their spice to it to be like, yeah, like their boil recipe, like, oh, this is what makes my blood look just
and
a
I
little
guess
different.
It depends what they're using it for too, like if it's gonna be like spraying, you obviously probably don't want it as thick because it's not gonna, like, I guess it depends what they're
doing. Uncle Dan hanging out in the chat. What's going on, Dan? What else we got here? There are some interesting $10 independent horror movies at Walmart, like Jack in the Box, Tooth Fairy, etc. Might be a good to give reviews that aren't. Absolutely. Yeah,
that's cool. I didn't know that Walmart had them.
Yeah, we definitely want to dive into those. Like, so we didn't want to start the first episode with a movie that, like, the Tooth
Nobody
Fairy.
Knows.
And then, like, and then no one can go and watch it or find it. So we want to want to be like, hey, you can find this on Shudder. Or, hey, you can find this on here. So we can drive business to places like Shudder or, you know, like.
We don't want it to be something that no one's really heard of right off the bat.
Or it's hard to go find so you can watch along with us. Because we want to eventually put these out in advance. Like, we kind of teased Evil Dead as the first episode.
Yeah.
But I feel like it was big enough that we can have, like, people like, I know Evil Dead. Now, if you've watched this and you've never watched Evil Dead, then please go back and watch it.
Let us know what you think.
I know some people, we did the Willy Wonka review on, they went like, oh, I didn't know about these fun facts. I'm going to go back now and watch
it.
Look for that stuff. So that's what we're trying to do. What else we got here? Debating on buying them and watching them. My son put reviews online. I would love to review and share with the podcast. Please.
Oh, very cool. Yeah,
join the Not Cool in High School community page or the fan page, and please post movie reviews. If you take a screenshot of the poster and just make a post like, hey, I just watched this movie. Here's what I thought of it.
Yeah, that's what I usually do.
Yeah, people really enjoy that.
Cover.
Yeah, so the community page is the place to do that. Not much making. I don't even know why I'm trying. Dan has a hard time spelling sometimes.
McKenna had baseball game, crushed Shenandoah. Awesome. That's what he's saying.
You're good at
yeah.
Dan. Yeah.
That's what he's saying. His
niece.
His niece.
Yeah.
Well, his nephew's daughter. So yeah, great.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
So here you go. So without any formal assistance from location scouts, the cast had to find film locations on their own. The crew initially, I can't read, so this is like challenging for me. So don't pick on me.
Let me read.
Don't make fun. My reading is like Dan's spelling.
You read too fast.
I know. I get it. I'm like the kid who tries to get done quick in school because I got picked on. But this is gonna help me get better. Every time I have a challenge, I go at it. I'm gonna get better at it. But I don't want to be like, And the crew initially attempted to shoot the film in Raimi's hometown of Royal Oak, Michigan, but instead chose Morristown, Tennessee. It was the only state to express enthusiasm for the project. The only state? They're like Pennsylvania's like, don't bring that shit here. Like, how does a whole state not? I'm curious. Anyway.
I wonder if they actually asked every single state, like, that's a lot of work.
Well, it's pretty cool that they actually like asked for permission, because sometimes you just go like, I'm going to go shoot this.
Yeah.
And if the cops get called, fuck it.
Well, and I guess, I don't know. I was going to say maybe it has to do with like the religious stuff, but.
It said this dude just summoned demons with his. So Dan Spelling just summoned demons. I love that. I love it. The chat is also laughing along. Or me just either Dan Spelling or me.
Or you. Trying to speed reading.
Ring. Yeah. Either way, Dan, we're on the same page. Where are we at here? The crew quickly found a remote cabin located several miles away from any other buildings during the pre-production, which is smart for a horror movie. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be around people.
No, because then they're gonna like call the cops.
Yeah,
someone's really being murdered.
Or like some something backwood dude from Tennessee shows up with a shotgun.
Yeah,
and he sees you hitting some girl in a face with a fake shovel, and then you get killed.
Yeah, actually, they did use real ammo.
They did.
Which is super scary.
Yeah, that scene where Bruce shoots out the window at a dummy.
That's not a dummy. It was a real person.
No, it was a dummy they shot.
No, they literally said that. It was a real
person. He was joking.
I don't think
they shot a dummy.
Well, obviously when he shot it, but like it was a real person when it was leaving.
Yes.
Anyway.
And yeah, so that was a real shot. That wasn't a powder shot.
Crazy. That's super scary.
If you want it done right, you got to do it the right way. Where we at? Several miles away from other buildings. During pre-production, the 13 crew member, 13 people.
They stayed in the cabin.
Wow.
Together, like a small cabin.
Had to stay at the cabin, leading to several people sleeping in the same room. The living conditions were notoriously difficult, with several arguments breaking out between crew members. Yeah, you can only be in the same room with somebody for so long before you lose your shit.
I wonder what they did with everything. Like, if you're staying there for so long, you all have like luggage and stuff, but then like they're filming. So like, where do they have to shit? Be like, oh, okay, we need the living room today. So move everything out.
There's probably a room where you're like, that's where all your shit goes. And then everyone had to keep going to the same room to get,
or they just move it all when they need their room.
Yeah. Steve Frankel was the only carpenter on set, which made him the art director's sole contributor for the exterior shots. Frankel had to produce several, what are you looking at? I'm
looking at the dog.
Why'd you look like there was something happening?
I just make sure.
Yeah, we're doing horror stuff and we have a spooky set going on.
Sometimes I'm not sure if she's breathing. So she's old.
How horror would it be if the dog died mid podcast?
I wouldn't be able to continue. Obviously.
We'd be like, we'll take care of that in a minute.
No. Say that. She's fine.
I mean, you're the one concerned.
Well, I didn't realize she was over there first. And then I just wanted to check.
All right, side tangent. Dog's alive. All right. Frankel had to produce several elaborate props with a circular saw, otherwise the cabin mostly remained the way it was when found during the production. The cabin had no plumbing, but phone lines were connected to it, so you had to go shit out in an outhouse, which I think would probably be
phone. How do you have phones but no
toilet? Well, if your cabin's in the middle of wood, there's no plumbing there.
I wouldn't think that there would be power lines or telephone lines.
A telephone line I think is a little more important than plumbing. Like, could you imagine how far you would have to run a pipe to go to a main sewer line in the middle of miles and miles of woods?
Just run a telephone line.
No, you just shit in a hole.
You still have to run a telephone line.
Yeah, but that a wire is a lot better, easier than digging up ground.
You think you just roll up a wire by yourself? You need, like, the telephone people and electric people.
It's still easier to put a pole in the ground than it is to dig up the ground and put pipes 7 feet down of water. Okay.
All right, well, I don't want to poop in the woods.
Well, you're pooping in the woods if you're going to this cabin.
Poop in a bucket. In the 4-foot basement.
Everyone shit in the basement. They shit in the basement of the house. There's some stuff with the film here, but I'm not even going to try to go about and read that because I'm not smart.
Okay, well, all right, sorry.
Good.
No, I was going to say, is there anything that you've seen? Because there's one thing that I've seen I noticed after rewatching it a couple times. The scene where... What is it?
That's why we have septic tanks.
So obviously the effects are a little goofy. Some of their
they're goofy, but they don't look like they're easy to do either.
No, they look like
the stop motion and claymation look like it
was a bitch. Some of that was pretty crazy. Anyway, so the scene where he gives his girlfriend the necklace that we learned earlier that was shot. Sorry, my eyes started twitching. It was shot and then they had to stop for some reason. And then a couple months later, redo it. And then they lost the necklace.
They lost the necklace.
But anyway, the box is different. The box, like the little design on the box is different. Like it starts off as one design. And then it turns into
so you're hanging
design.
On to the box.
I am, because I think
and
it's
not the
so
fact
crazy.
That demons change people throughout the movie.
Yes, because it's so weird.
Like the demons clearly are not the same. Like from the basement to the up are completely different.
I just think it's funny. And then the video we watched where the guy was telling us about the necklace clearly showed the two shots and didn't even mention like
the box.
This is why there's two different boxes, because they lost the whole thing. Like, yeah, I don't. It's just
and
funny.
So they took the glass. It was a magnifying glass necklace, and the original purpose of that was to have a scene that's going
to
start a fire that's going to burn the book and save the day.
Which that makes sense hearing that, because I was like, why is like what is? What
but
is
they never
this?
Went that direction.
No.
And then when they lost the necklace, they couldn't find the same one. So they found a gold one and spray painted it silver.
Yeah, but I always thought it was funny too when he gives it to her. She's like, oh, this is so thoughtful, and I was like, it's a magnifying.
Those little details are what makes watching movies hard for me. Yeah, the continuity.
Sometimes I think it's funny though, because it makes me like. Oh, that's funny. Like,
yeah.
But I just thought it was weird because she was like, this is so thoughtful. And I'm like, why is a magnifying glass thoughtful?
Mm-hmm.
Why does she need a magnifying glass?
Yeah.
Like, it's so dick. Like, it's weird. Like, you would think if it was like a heart or something, like, you know, cheesy. Like, but she makes it like it's like some thing.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that that's why they wanted it, though. But then they didn't use it.
It blows my mind when people make movies. And they're like, all right, we're going to shoot the middle of the film first.
Isn't that weird? That always
my brain can't comprehend that. I would have to shoot it start to finish. Like, I'd have to do it like a play.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't wrap my head like, okay, we're going to shoot the middle, then shoot the beginning, and then do the end, or do the end first.
Like, one random scene, like, later. It's so weird how they do that.
Yeah.
But you know what's weird? You know how movies come out? Like, they'll come out like 1, 2, and then 3, but 3 will actually be the prequel. Like, I don't like to watch it. That way, I like to watch,
you watch it
how they were made
in chronological order.
Yeah, like I don't like to watch, oh, this is a prequel, so I'm gonna watch it first. I don't like.
Well, the scene where the pipe breaks in the basement and he gets covered in blood, when he comes upstairs, he doesn't have nearly as much blood as him.
No, all of the scenes where he's got blood all over him, he comes out and then he doesn't have blood all over him.
Yeah,
all of them. I noticed. It's so weird.
Actually, I am gonna read a little bit of this principal photography page. Okay. So this film was made on Kodak 16mm film stock, which was a rented camera. Mm-hmm. The inexperienced crew made filming a comedy of errors. The first day of filming that led them to getting lost in the woods during a scene shot on a bridge. Several crew members were injured during the shoot because the cabin's remote securing medical assistance was difficult. Wait. Notably, the gruesome moment on set involving both ripping off Baker's eyelashes, mm-hmm, during the removal of her face mask. Because of the low budget contact lenses, it was a thick glass. Had to be applied the actors to achieve the demonic eye effect. The lenses took 10 minutes to apply and only could be left in for about 15 minutes because the eyes could not breathe with them when applied. Yeah. Campbell later commented that to get the full effect of wearing the lenses, the effect of wearing these lenses was like putting Tupperware over your eyes. And they said they couldn't see. So a lot of times when they're walking goofy in Evil Dead 1 and 2, it's because they legit can't see.
Well, you know, when contacts first came out, they were glass. I'm pretty sure.
That's crazy. Yeah. Raimi developed a sense of Mish incense, coming up with ideas for a scene that at a fast rate. He had to draw several crude illustrations to help them break down the flow of the scene. The crew was also surprised when Raimi began using Dutch angles during shots to build atmosphere for the scenes. To accommodate Raimi's style of direction, several elaborate low-budget rigs had to be built since the crew could not afford a camera dolly. Mm-hmm. One involved a Vastocam, which relied on a mounted camera that would slide down a long wooden platforms to create a more fluid sense of motion. So they were building
rigs. The one scene where it goes through the window at, I don't remember which girl it was.
In the very beginning when the woods attack.
No, it's not the first girl, it's the other one.
Yeah, one of the bedroom.
They bust in, it's like they put like a
the sister
cross beam of 2x4s and that's what hits the window. Like, so it's actually, they're really breaking that window in front of her. And like, that was in front of the camera.
Yeah. So they built like a rig so the camera didn't get destroyed, but they didn't shoot like a fake window. Like,
right.
That was, they put 2x4s through a legit busted window. Yeah.
Also, Bruce Campbell got smoked in the face with one of the cameras.
He actually hurt his ankle pretty bad too. I'm sure that'll be in here. Raimi had been a big fan of the Three Stooges during his youth, which inspired them to use fake shimps. during production. In any scene that required a background shot of a character, he used another actor as a substitute from the original actor was preoccupied. During the close-up involving Richard Domenko's hands opening the curtain, Raimi used his own hand in the scene because it was just more convenient. So when he's opening up the shower curtain, that's actually Sam Raimi's hand.
Yeah, and I know some of them was like his brother, like the feet.
Yeah.
One of the guy's feet.
His brother Ted was also used as a fake shimp in many scenes. So the original actor was either but busy or preoccupied. Raimi enjoyed torturing his actors. Raimi believed to capture pain and anger to his actors, he would abuse them and say little things, he would abuse them with the little at times, saying if everyone was in a little extreme pain and misery, that it would translate to horror. Tappert agreed, and Raimi commented that he enjoyed when actors bleed while shooting a scene. With Campbell running down a hill, Campbell tripped and injured his leg. Raimi enjoyed the eye poking at Campbell's injury. So when they're scratching his face, they
really scratched
scratched him up pretty good. He tripped over a stick in the woods. And there was a copious amount of blood during the film. The producer said gallons of fake blood with Carol corn syrup. It took Campbell hours to remove the sticky substance from himself, which had to be miserable just being sticky all day.
Yeah.
Several actors had inadvertently been stabbed or thrown into objects during the production. So yeah, bookshelves and tables and everything are getting smashed and broke. And Bruce Campbell like, no, they were legit 2x4s that we just crudely put together so it would break easy. But I had to put my body through it. So it's like a wrestling match here.
Yeah.
Where are we at here? The last few days on set, the conditions had become so extreme that the crew began burning furniture to stay warm. Since at that point the exterior shots were needed to be filmed, they burned nearly every piece of furniture left. Several actors went days without showering, and because of the freezing conditions, several caught colds and their illness and other illnesses. Campbell later described the filming process as nearly 12 weeks of merciless exercise and agony. I don't know. I'm dumb. Either way, the film managed to have fun while they were on set. On January 23rd, 1980, the film finished and almost every crew member left, set to return home, with Campbell staying with Raimi while looking over the footage had been shot. Raimi discovered that a few pickups were required to fill in missing shots. 4 days of reshoots were then done to complete the film. The final moments involved Campbell having a monster guts splattered off him in the basement. Yeah. All right. There's more about editing and stuff. I'm not going to go through all that because I suck at reading, and we're figuring this out. But there's so much to this film. Let's go through some of the fun facts. Which ones do you got?
Oh, I don't know. You read like a lot of the same stuff that I had.
The original title for the film was called Book of the Dead.
Yeah. Oh, another. So this was just like my thing. The girl.
Alternate title. These bitches are witches.
These bitches are witches. So the first girl, I keep forgetting what her name is. She annoyed the fuck out of me because
the laughing girl.
No, that was his girlfriend. The other girl. Like, I don't know if that's supposed to be his sister. Like, they don't really tell you, but
the girl in the basement is supposed to be his sister.
Okay. Well, I assume because she comes running and screaming for him after the woods and she's like, take me home, get me out of here. But anyway, she gets possessed before that and starts scribbling in her book. And draws the book, but then doesn't tell anybody that this happened to her. And then when they find the book, she still doesn't tell anybody. I'd be like, something weird's going on. We should probably leave. And I just drew this book that we just found. So something is a little sketchy.
So here's where I'll make sense of that. She's the third wheel here. So she's going with her brother. Let's say big brother, right?
Yeah.
Her big brother, who probably just said, cool, my little sister can come. We're close, right? So it's going to be my buddy and his girlfriend and me and my girlfriend, and I'm going to bring my kid sister along.
But they're obviously not that far off in age, and she makes a big scene anyway. but doesn't explain why. Like, she just starts freaking out when they're playing the tape.
Because her brother, she's probably afraid that her brother will, like, make fun of her or not take her serious.
Okay, well, they're going to make fun of you because you just made a big scene and stormed out of the room like a baby.
Yeah.
But didn't explain it. Like, I don't know. I don't know, like, something weird just happened, guys. We should probably leave.
During the scene where they're smoking weed, they legit smoked weed. And then they decided they're going to shoot most of this film that way and then realized we're not good, a good idea. High. And the weed they bought was very, very strong. And they had a very bad experience. Tom Savini saw some early footage in Sam Raimi's editing room. Imagine if fucking Tom Savini was involved with this.
Yeah, that's cool.
Sam Raimi puts his 1973 Oldsmobile Delta 88 in almost in all of his movies. So if there's a Sam Raimi movie, be on the lookout for that. Stephen King wrote a magazine review for The Evil Dead in 1982. That's how they got the big thing. Peter Jackson cites The Evil Dead as one of his biggest influences. Let's try what else we got here. I was kind of hoping we can go back and forth here.
Sorry, you keep reading all the ones that I had. The white liquid that like comes out of them when they're possessed after they're like injured and stuff. Injured
milk.
Milk.
Yeah, I figured it'd be milk.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna get out of that one. The opening shot, the person POV spirits in the woods, was the last minute thing filmed for the movie on location. There were four or five different options for the opening, including shots racing through the woods, but those were too fast and not dramatic enough. And that one scene, like, he's pushing a boat and he's in the swamp walking with the boat, filming them going through the swamp. The rednecks that wave at the passing cars that are driving by in the beginning. Sam Raimi and Tappert.
Yeah.
And when they're playing the gibberish, the gibberish translates to the hitchhikers were Sammy and so they put that in the movie as well. The smoke that enters the cabin is from Tappert's cigarette rather than the smoke machine, which they didn't have access to that day. So when you see smoke going in front of the screen, that's just him dragging a cigarette and blowing it in front of the camera lens.
Well, I just found one that said about the contacts and that they couldn't see. So when Linda is attempting to stab Ash, Betsy Baker actually didn't know where he was because she couldn't see.
Yeah.
He's like fighting a blind actress.
The ripped poster in the basement was The Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah.
And the it's a reference to that film, which is a ripped poster of Jaws on the wall of the villain's lair in this. So Sammy figured a ripped Jaws poster saying that that it was just a monster movie and not a real terror for the film. So he put a Hills Have Eyes poster in the basement to say, no, Wes, that's what it's all about. Yeah. So it was like a little jab there.
Hills Have Eyes is a good one.
Yeah. What do we got here? Those little details are what makes the movie. Oh yeah, we already got that one. Sorry, my
hypothesis was always they stole Ash's dad's car. His kid sister catches them and blackmails them into taking
her. There you go. I like it. I like that.
They never really say. Like, they don't really.
Yeah.
Explain. So.
Yeah. So what are some things in the movie that for you, like, what are some of your favorite scenes?
I don't know. I like the part where she's in the basement, like in between the door hatch, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And she's just like peering out. I think that's pretty cool.
So the shots of the demon in the basement.
Yeah.
I think that's what, like, a lot of people think that the, like, Ash or the shotgun or the chainsaw stands out to them. But I think for me, like, Evil Dead 1 and 2 is 100% the fucking eyes coming through the basement slot. Like, that is.
That's like, wait, I don't know. That's like iconic. That's what I think of when I think of Evil Dead.
Yeah. I have one more little fun fact. Not fun. This is definitely not a fun fact. And trigger warning, there's going to be some gratuity in some of the things we're going to talk about going forward here.
Gratuity.
Our trigger stuff. It could be trigger warning or whatever it could be. Yeah. But yeah.
It's probably the same thing that I was just going to say.
The cabin's history.
No. Okay.
Good. Okay. So the cabin that they rented is a couple hundred years old. And I guess it was like in the middle of this valley and there was a lot of iron ore. Things. So when it would lightning, it would be fucking nuts in this valley because just all the iron deposits.
Yeah.
So they revealed that a man bought the cat. Sam Raimi, I guess, did the history of it and revealed that a man built the cabin about 100 years prior, but died a week after finished building it. It sat almost 20 years unused. Mm. And then some years later, a grandmother, mother, and young daughter moved into the cabin. The lightning would often strike around the area since the iron ore in the mountains, which would attract lightning. One night, the young girl became frightened by the storm and went to her mother's room only to find her mother dead. So she pulls back the curtain. Mom's dead.
It's crazy.
Already having a bad night. Freaks out, then goes into her grandmother's room. Pulls back the curtain. Our covers, dead.
Everyone's dead.
Everyone's dead.
Except her.
Is it, I don't think it was lightning base. I just think it was just bad timing. Who knows? Maybe it was the book in the basement.
Somebody
the book in the non-basement. So she then fled. She freaked out. She ran out in the middle of a storm, lightning everywhere, to go to the nearest neighbor's house.
Which is nowhere.
Yeah. So she had to find something. She's stuck in a cabin in the middle of nowhere with her dead mother and dead grandmother. Not a good situation.
Wait, so the little girl.
Little girl.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. So she goes and ends up finding her way to the closest neighbor. Let's see where we're at here. The girl wandered to a local farmhouse of residents, which helped raise her and had to deal with her wandering around in the woods. There was a thunderstorm, make matters even stranger. Where are we at here? Oh, so the story here is different from what I heard from Sam Raimi. So, and the thing I watched, when she finally makes it to this cabin, the neighbors sexually assaulted her.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah. So I guess like this cabin of people then took her in and then sexually abused her whole life. Where to make matters even stranger, a bolt of lightning burnt the Evil Dead cabin down after a few weeks out, and his crew finished filming in it. So they filmed the movie in there. Lightning strikes it, burns it to the ground.
Whoa.
Yeah. Creepy.
That's how you kill all the demons.
That's how you get rid of them.
Buff said the card predicting scene was a cool scene. Yeah, I think that one is pretty cool too, because she's obviously getting it wrong at first, and then possessed Cheryl just starts naming them off, and everyone's just like,
which is my always thing when the people are like, I can do this, and then they're like, your friend just like lies to you and thinks, oh, yeah. Girl, you got it, you can do this.
No, so
that's a great scene, great call by that
it
one.
Is a good one. Yeah. The scene where Cheryl's attacked in the woods is still banned in some countries.
Yeah, the tree rape scene.
That's pretty. I wasn't gonna say the R word, but
I mean, it is what it is. But we're not condoning.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Fuck those trees.
That's pretty rough.
Yeah,
that's pretty rough.
I wonder what made them say like, okay, we're gonna go that direction. Yeah. I'd have to go back and rewatch with commentary to see why they went with that.
Because I thought that was weird. Also, this movie had one of the highest rated video rentals of its year.
Oh yeah, this was definitely a sought after rental, and the cover art is
Local Hunter. So production would also be frequently halted when local hunters wandered into the location.
Yeah, fuck off, we're trying to shoot a movie here about demons.
I picked this location on purpose, and then these damn hunters.
The box art, which is we're going to use for our thumbnail, is a woman like just being like drugged into the dirt.
Yeah
Actually, it's actually blue. This is like a box art remake.
Hmm.
But it's actually art and not an actual shot. But yeah, I would say scene wise, I think there's some scenes that like the whole basement with the blood and the whole like Three Stooges thing. I understand why he put it in, but like if I was cutting time, I probably would have cut that out.
Yeah, I guess
because he only goes to the basement to reload his shotgun.
Yeah, because he couldn't find the shells.
Yeah, so he goes down to the basement and gets shells. And then that's when the whole, like, we have to put more blood in the scene.
Yeah.
But it really didn't need to happen.
No, especially because, like, it wasn't, I don't know, it just came out of nowhere. Because it was just leaky pipes before.
Yeah. Let's see what we got here. The first top quote from the movie on there is, join us.
Click that so I can read it.
Yep.
I can't see. I guess her mom wanted to go see the movie and she had to beg her not to. Then she got the mom speech about the tree scene when she saw it. I'm blind. Sorry.
Yeah. So the.
That's pretty interesting. So her mom gave her what? Like the birds and bees afterwards? Like she didn't know?
Yeah.
That scene's definitely hard. It's like.
It's got to be tough to film
yeah
film that
yeah
There's certain
times. I want to know how they did it though, with like the.
Probably just tied it around her and just pulled it like off camera.
It's pretty cool though.
Yeah.
I mean that part obviously how they made it like how they made go it around.
Yeah.
Like,
another thing they probably could have done is put it on and then slowly like unraveled it and then reversed it back.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
That's the cool thing.
I read
like
somewhere too that she got like all kinds of scripts and stuff.
Running through the woods and getting cut up probably was not fun. This movie for me is a home run.
Yeah.
Some other things that I kind of listening to some YouTube videos and everything is that this movie was banned in some places.
Oh yeah, I read that. It was one of the first films to be labeled as video nasty.
And the UK wanted to arrest Sam Raimi for it.
It was banned.
And that's why like after this movie was made, he went and made a few other projects. Because then it made him enough money to go make more movies and launch his career. But he didn't want to do another Evil Dead because it almost got him in trouble. He's like, I don't want to do this anymore. And then they're like, all right, do Evil Dead 2, which is hilarious. We'll definitely cover Evil Dead 2 when it comes. But Evil Dead 2 is essentially just Evil Dead. with better special effects and more money. But they still named it Part 2, which is fucking awesome. Yeah, it's not a different movie. It's still the same premise, still the same plot.
A remake, so.
Yeah, they just remake their first movie, and instead of just calling it the same thing, they just went
like a redo.
2. Oh.
2.0.
Where are we at here?
It was all in reverse.
There you go, all in reverse.
That's what I kind of thought, but I still think that's pretty cool, like how they did it, and especially back then, like how they did it without having. You know, they have to cut out everybody's hands or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know that kind of stuff, but
I thought they were going to go more into the sword, but they didn't really talk about the sword like that is the sword. Because you would think that sword is the one that kills him, but both times something was stabbed with that sword, they came back to life anyway. She's
scared me. They had demons.
But,
they had to be like dismembered, right?
Yeah, they had to be body mutilation. But the sword, like, what the fuck's that even there for then? You know what's another good spinoff of this? Like, this movie reminds me of a lot. There's a spinoff to this that I thought was really, really good. It's once and again, it's a movie you have to read all the subtitles for, but Dead Snow. You ever watch that one?
No, I think that's the one with the zombie.
Right? Nazi zombies. Yeah. So they find a cabin.
I fell asleep.
Yeah. They find a cabin in the middle of like these mountains. I don't even remember where the mountains are, to be honest with you. Maybe Germany. Who knows? But they find these coins, and then when they bring these coins up, that's when all these Nazi zombie demons or zombies or whatever they are rise and just attack this cabin.
Well, that sounds like Scooby Doo.
It's Scooby Doo meets Evil Dead.
That's what the zombie guy. He's coin.
Yeah. All right. Anything else for Evil Dead?
I don't think so. I think you covered everything.
Let's see if there's any other fun facts here on IMDb that we can kind of pull off here. I was going through, let's say goofs. Let's see some goofs here. characters' hairstyles, as well as the amount of blood on them, had to change drastically from shot to shot. The result, shooting the film over sporadically over years. Note that seconds after Ash is completely covered in Linda's blood, he's then clean again.
Yeah.
Tons of continuity stuff going on here. Oh my goodness, I have such bad heartburn. The tagline to this movie is they got up on the wrong side of the grave.
Yeah, I just said that too.
What an interesting tagline.
Which kind of makes it sound like zombies.
Yeah.
But they're not.
So runtime here, hour and 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's in mono, color, technicolor, aspect ratio 1.33.
It means nothing to me.
Yeah.
No idea what any of that.
Let's do this real quick. More movies that were done by Sam Raimi.
Oh yeah, I wanted to know that because I feel like if this was in 81 and he's still going, right?
I'm gonna release by release date.
That's a long time. That's a long time to like be making movies.
I'll go to the bottom here. So Evil Dead, his first movie. His second one then was Thou Shall Not Kill, except that kill .. except Crime Wave. This was 85, then 86. Evil Dead 2 didn't come out until 87. Then he made a movie called Intruder, then Dark Man, then The Nut House. Then in 93 made Army of Darkness, Indian Summer, a HUD sucker proxy, the quick and the dead, Galactus, The Shining. He made the TV show. Let's see.
He's got a lot of different genres.
So, fun fact, I liked the TV version of The Shining.
I don't think I've seen all of it.
You gave it to your mom. You found it on DVD and gave it to your mom. And I was like, that's not easy to find. Dude, the girl in the tub, the lady in the tub in Sam Raimi's TV version of The Shining fucking creeped me out as a kid. What else we got? I'm just going to skip a couple here. The Gift was one, For the Love of the Game. Then he did Spider-Man, Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man 3, Drag Me to Hell.
That was a good one.
Good fucking movie.
Yeah, he's done a lot of different genres.
Yeah, The Great and Powerful. Oz, The Great and Powerful.
I didn't know that was him.
Yep. Then he did the Evil Dead remake. He did the Jungle Book.
Didn't know that.
Yep. And then that's pretty much it. The Jungle Book in 2016 was his last movie?
That's weird.
That is crazy. What a career, though. Good for him.
That's like, I don't know. That's usually they stick to one type. He's like all over the board.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Dude, he made Evil Dead, Spider-Man, and the Jungle Book. And then a Wizard of Oz
remake movie. Too. I feel like that's usually it's not the same person, right?
Dude, I want to talk so much about other Evil Dead stuff, but we're not going to because
we just hit our hour. So
yeah. So the other thing, Evil Dead, that we can kind of talk to you or get you excited about is there was a video game for Friday the 13th that was a lot of fun. It was kind of like a hide and seek game where six people play as campers and one person plays as Jason, and your goal is to either escape
or
last a time frame. So you can either escape by boat, you can call the cops and escape, kill Jason, which is
impossible,
next to impossible.
Also, like, escaping is pretty
you
impossible.
Need to work as a cohesive team to kill Jason because it is not easy to do. You have so in this game you had to radio Tommy, then someone had to die for then that person to take over as Tommy. A female character had to go to the his mother's cabin,
dress up as his mom,
find the sweater,
well,
get the special machete, trick him into thinking you were the mother, then Tommy had to hit him with a special machete, and it was so convoluted. And as soon as you get near the sweater, the guy who's playing Jason gets an alert from his mother saying, they're here, come here, and he can teleport straight to where they are. It was insane, but it was a really, really fun game. What do I got here? Dead Snow is awesome. What else we got here? Thinking of Ash's outfit had to look like something people would still wear in 20 years, not dated at all, but yeah. With Rob Lowe. I'm not sure which one you mean with Rob Lowe. I have to go back. And then that game was amazing. That game was amazing. Greed and bullshit killed it. Yes. So many people own the licensings for that game, mm-hmm, that people started arguing who owns what, and they pretty much said, pay all this money or shut the game down. So the game can still be bought and played, but they're not allowed to do anything else to it. And they they wanted to add a story mode to it. They wanted to add more versions of Jason. Like, they wanted to do Jason X. They wanted to do all these cool things. And the game essentially died. And people were really pumped, man, because they're like, this is such a fun horror movie game, mm-hmm, that you can play co-op. Well, another one is coming by the same people who made that game. And it is going to be the Evil Dead video game.
That's cool.
So you and a bunch of your friends are going to go into a cabin, and one of you are going to get possessed, and your job is to kill all of your friends.
And not get possessed.
And they are going to put characters from Evil Dead 1, Evil Dead 2. There's going to be a story mode to it, so you, even if you don't have friends to play with, you can still play with AI and bots. I didn't watch too much gameplay or everything going on with it, but because I don't want to be spoiled, or I want to kind of experience it for the first time. But this game is on sale right now. You can pre-order it on Amazon, GameStop, wherever it is. It's on the PS5, the Xbox X, or on PS4 and the other Xbox. Brand new version of the game, full price, is $40. Mm-hmm. It's not even full $60 game, and it's going to be released on May 13th, so a couple weeks away. If you are a video game player and you want to play Evil Dead with me, please add me. I play mostly on Xbox, but you can add me on Xbox. My gamer tag is the IWEP Network. Not hard to figure out. So I will be buying it day one. I'll be pre-ordering it. You can come play Evil Dead with me. That might be a game
I'll play with you
that we should buy two copies of.
I'm gonna play with you.
So you can play downstairs and I'll play upstairs because you do have Xbox and you get free live because you're on a thing.
Yeah.
What is your Xbox gamer tag?
I don't know.
All I do is win. So Heidi's original name was Win. And then she had to change her. Well, she didn't have to, but her name was legally changed from Win to Heidi.
Yeah.
Because couldn't have an Asian name.
I guess not. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was a child.
You were a child who had to change her name to a Swedish name.
Yeah, because I look Swedish.
Yeah, you look super Swedish. But her name was Win. So when I found this out later on, that's why everyone called you Winnie or Winnie the Pooh. And that's why Winnie the Pooh is on my arm drinking a Gears iced tea because I love you and your face. But I was like, oh, that'd be a great gamer tag. All I do is win, but spell it as your old name.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
It's a great pretty one.
Clever.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was just thinking of something. So in the movie, right? We know the first girl gets possessed.
Mm-hmm.
She gets possessed before she gets attacked, which doesn't really make sense to me. But then she gets attacked and then she's possessed. But then how do the other people get?
Well, listen, here's what I found out doing a Supernatural podcast. There's no rule.
There's
book.
No rules.
Yeah. So
like, how is everyone else getting possessed?
So maybe
I thought it was, you know, when they like attack them or something, but yeah, obviously
it's,
not.
Because it's not like zombies.
He gets clawed up
mm-hmm.
and blood dripping in his mouth and he doesn't get possessed.
Yeah, I don't know the rules of possession in this movie.
I thought maybe I'm just dumb and I missed it, but it doesn't.
No.
She's clearly possessed when she's scribbling in her book, but then she's
either
not.
That or she has some type of,
I don't know,
connection.
But
maybe she has a gift, and then when she goes out in the woods, they get her first.
But then she gets attacked, so then she's possessed. That makes sense. But then the rest of them, how do they get?
Well, it kind of, you would think it's going to go to the scratching thing. Because she then gets hit in the ankle and she can't go anything with her ankle.
Right, but I'm saying Bruce gets attacked. He gets clawed up, like she scratches his leg. Oh, I described it.
So,
then he gets blood dripped in his mouth.
In the next iteration of the movie, when his arm gets bit,
yeah,
and his arm becomes possessed. But they didn't do it in this movie. They don't do it in this one.
Okay, so I did see that one. Then
you
thought I did it because I was waiting for it. And I was like, what? Why did he
Evil Dead 2 is Evil Dead,
like I've seen
but they changed some stuff because they had a better budget.
Yeah, but I just that part doesn't make sense to me. I don't like that where it's not really clear how it's just kind of just it's up in the air, which doesn't really make sense because then how do you know how you kill it if it's just floating around and picking and choosing and somehow he never gets possessed.
Yeah. So real quick, Dead by Daylight is a game like that where some have to survive while one player's a killer.
Can you play that one before?
I tried. I couldn't really get into it because the whole purpose of the game is to start these generators and then the generators open a door. And
I have a hard time with games if there's not like a clear...
I didn't really like the generator aspect of the game. I'm going to be honest. Like Friday the 13th, there's like 9 different things you can do.
Yeah.
Where this one was kind of set in one thing. My favorite.
Yeah, I kind of like that better.
Moment of Friday the 13th. And if there's enough people who still have this game, I will download it tonight and find people to play it with because I still had a blast playing it. But I had so many good memories playing that game. So when you play on Xbox, you have to be in a party chat. So we made a rule that when there's game chat and party chat. So we would all switch over to game chat when we played the game. So you can't hear the other team talking.
Okay.
Right. So the way this game worked is, normally in party chat, we can all talk the whole time and people be like, Jason's over here and they can cheat. So in this game, the only way you can communicate with another team player in the game is if you were by each other physically in the game. Mm-hmm. So if me and you were in the same house and working together, we could hear each other talk. The problem is when we talk,
someone
can hear you.
Yeah.
And Jason gets alerts if you're running and sprinting, he can hear you running and sprinting. So it draws him to that area.
I would never move.
That yeah. So you have to creep through the game, but you also have to get stuff done quick. Because Jason has different abilities. Like he can either teleport or he can go quick. Like each Jason has his own and he can set traps. It's crazy.
Dang.
Or you can fix a car and drive a car out of there. That was another thing too. So you had to find walkie-talkies.
Mm.
Now, if you found a walkie-talkie and someone else had a walkie-talkie, now we can communicate across the map because we found the walkie-talkie. So it was fun. So everyone in this game I had walkie-talkies.
Sorry, I don't know what's wrong with my eye.
Yeah.
Switching.
So Jason finds me and I'm like, I'm hurt. I'm limping. He's throwing like knives at me and he's hitting me. And I'm like, I'm going to fucking die. So in this game, there is a boathouse. But in this one, for some reason, when it randomly spawned, there was no boat to fix to get out on the boat. So I start saying, guys, Jason's on me, as if I'm talking on the walkie. I said, Jason's on me. The boathouse, just get on the boat and go. I'll be the bait. I'll keep him busy as long as I can. But you four get on the boat and get out of here. And I'm literally have my camera turned. So I see Jason behind me and he just stops and teleports
to the boat.
To the boat that no one's at. and he has a cooldown. So you can't just teleport. You do it once and then you're stuck for 60 seconds.
Okay.
So he teleports. I get to the cop cars and get saved, and the game ends. I'm the last survivor. So if he kills me, he wins.
Yeah.
If I survive, we win. And at the very end, everyone is crying, laughing. He goes, I can't believe I fell for that. It was one of my favorite moments in that game. And another one, I was Jason. And when Jason gets close and you don't see him, the music of the game changes. So it goes like doom.
That's cool.
Like, so you're like, he's somewhere close. Like, you free. It's such a good game.
That's cool.
Yeah. So what else we got here? On May 13th.
It's Friday
the 13th. Yeah. So they're releasing this game on Friday the 13th.
Very cool.
That is pretty dope. Good catch on that. Buff the stuff here says, I love how Pennsylvania was like zombies Romero. Fuck yeah, let's do it. But then Ramey comes in and has to go to Tennessee because demons were too much for Pittsburgh. That's a good call.
Yeah.
Buff, if you're local, man, we need to have you on the show sometime. You're a fun guy. That great movie.
It's a good movie.
I do. I love the Romero zombie Pennsylvania call out. That is something we're going to talk about because probably my favorite movie is the original Dawn of the Dead. We'll definitely cover that.
I really like the remake too.
So do you want to brainstorm real quick while we have a couple minutes on the next episode, or do you want to maybe have them give some suggestions? But so your favorite horror movie all time, Scream. Yeah, you're a Scream fan. So that can be something. But do we keep doing universally big horror hits, or do we do a hit and then we kind of go to a B-rated? Do we find something on Shudder and then watch that?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think too, because this one's kind of big. Maybe we pick
like a Shudder movie.
I don't know. Or,
and I think it's cool too if we do like these independent ones or these lower budget horror movies, and then we could reach out to maybe like someone who was on set or someone who acted, and then kind of like have them on as a guest so they can tell us behind the scene things.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be a lot of fun. I think that the horror genre is fun, but it's still not like getting a person a horror movie is a lot easier than getting like Chris Hemsworth, who played in Avengers. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I couldn't figure out how we wanted to do this. And then I was like, well, what if we just go through the alphabet and pick like,
any movie? We can do topics too.
Yeah.
So like, it doesn't always have to be a movie.
We should just put them all like in a bowl and just pick out and be like,
so we did
zombies,
also,
and then we'll pick a zombie movie.
We also found this thing. It's like a poster you can buy, right? And it's like,
oh yeah, like a scratch off.
It's like a scratch off poster, and it says like movie, like 100 horror movies that you have to watch before you die type poster.
Yeah.
And we can just scratch it off, and whatever it gives us, we can watch and do that too.
That'd be cool.
That'll be eventually a thing we can add to it. But I'm pumped. I think this is gonna be fun. Once again, thank you, Nikolai, for the cover art. If you just want to get a T-shirt or any merchandise,
hold on. Buff said the thing. Dawn of the Dead. Tons of Shudder recommendations. Shudder is awesome.
Yeah. Well, yeah, let's, I think as a team, we'll agree right now. The next thing we're going to watch is Shudder. Okay. So once we lock it down, we'll put it out in Shudder. Now this isn't going to be a weekly Friday show.
You mean a Shudder original? Because there's a lot of stuff that are just B-rate movies or like Evil Dead's on Shudder right now.
Yeah. So if you want to play along with this podcast, we will say the biggest thing to get if you want to watch movies that we talk about, we would recommend Shudder's like $7.
Yeah.
It's super cheap.
It's super cheap.
Great horror movies on there. So Shudder's definitely going to be a go-to if you want to play along here with
it. It's very cool. And it's split up kind of like Netflix with the different genres.
Yes.
Like subgenres, I guess you'd say. And then they also have this thing called like Shudder TV. And there's like three different channels where it's just
a looping movie.
Did you do it again?
Yeah, I don't know. This is like a loose connection or something.
Or it's just basically like a TV.
Like, yeah, like
they're just playing whatever they're playing that day.
Yeah. So thank you everyone who hung out and talked with us and hung out.
Thank you.
Everyone who commented and gave us likes. Let's show some love to them. So Cheryl Cabana with a like.
Hey.
Gino with a like. Somebody from our Not Clone High School page. With the hearts, Colleen, Dan, Uncle Dan, Buff, and Dana, all with the hearts. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
I really hope you guys shared it as well.
Cheryl actually tagged me in this thing the other day. It's a toy store that just opened up in Scranton, but it's like They have like horror toys and stuff.
Well, what's that mask place we went to? That's like it's a Halloween every day
Freddy?
There.
Well, I don't know how to say it.
He's like a famous artist. Like he's a really popular like fantasy artist.
We'll
have
to go check out this toy store because it just opened.
Yeah.
Very cool. Thank you for that.
We do have some like horror movie collectibles too. Maybe we'll get to the point where people like, hey, you should get this toy and we'll do like unbox. Like we still have the Bambox horrors and stuff. Maybe we should get those into unboxing videos or talk about that in the future. No, you don't want to do
them. We don't have them anymore.
We should get them and do them again because now we have a horror show to undo unboxings. We used to get the Bam Horror and the Zobi Horror.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll have to resubscribe to those. Wink, wink, hint, hint, want. because they were fun. You got like a t-shirt, a pin, autographs.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So thank you guys once again. This will not be a weekly show. This will kind of be, I don't want to say sporadic. But
kind of whenever we
maybe like bi-weekly because the way she works and I work is very hard for us to get together. So this is a way for us to bond, watch a movie, or one of us fall asleep and one of us watch it beforehand or something like that. But it's a way for us to kind of podcast together.
Usually I've already seen it anyways.
Yeah.
If I fall asleep, it's okay.
Yeah, that's very true. So this is fun. I do enjoy.
We could do Haunt. That's a Shudder original, although I'm pretty sure.
If
that it was
Haunt,
a Netflix original first.
Nikolai will be joining us for the Haunt episode because there's a possibility we can get an actor that we've kind of, that Nikolai has kind of developed a friendship with that can possibly come on and talk. Another cool one, also with Nikolai, is maybe we can do the original Pet Sematary.
Oh, yeah.
And there is a local guy who played in the original Pet Sematary that lives by us. Who was on interviews at Everyday People.
Yeah.
And maybe he can come on and talk about the movie, which would be fun. So there's so many opportunities this can go. We want to definitely do the cons and stuff. But like I said, real quick, at the very end, Frazetta's. Yeah. I suck at pronouncing it.
Frazetta's.
It's amazing. Joe Bob went live. Joe Bob is live next week. I've never gotten into Joe Bob.
Really
so
did either.
And people like it. Once. So I have to try it.
I saw it like once. It's basically just
Elvira,
commentary.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like.
I think he just does like commentary, kind of like instead of a commercial, it'll be like a little
like welcome thing. Back and like a commercial, like back to Joe Bob's.
Yeah,
all right, cool. I like it. There, like I said, merchandise is available. You can get stickers, you can get hats, not hats, you can get t-shirts, long sleeves, hoodies. I said stickers, backpacks. The backpacks are dope.
Backpack.
So yeah, if you get any merchandise, please take a photo with you in said merchandise and send it to us.
Yeah.
It'd be really cool to get that out there. If you are an artist or a graphic designer and you have an idea for your own logo or spoof, hit us up. We will definitely pay you unless you pay like charge $1,000 for your art. Please don't crush us. We're poor. but we're always down for people to collaborate and join this either by guest or if you have fan art or anything like that. Like, and the community page, it is still
have a movie that you really want us to watch.
Yes.
Talk about.
And you don't have to personally come here and be here. We do have setups. If you have a webcam and a microphone at your house, you can, we can remote you in and you can be a guest. Also, we want to open the door. I will say this, just give us a couple episodes to develop our flow before we start having guests on. Like if we have people from the network come on, it's different because we've worked together so many times, but we want to kind of lock in how we're going to do this before we bring people in, because we're going to learn. Like this is our first time doing it, but we're having a blast. But thank you guys so much, and we're keeping everything under the Not Cool High School feed because it's too much money, too much time to make another social media, another feed that you have to go to listen to just this one. So we're going to keep it all together. And like I said, we have the Disney podcast coming very soon with the Cabana Brothers. We have the Star Wars one with me and Andy, which is coming soon. I'm believing that one's going to come the week of May the 4th. Yeah. So that's going to come. And we're doing a special Bangin' Beers for May the 4th. So we're going to drink Star Wars beers. First. It's going to be the week of the 4th.
So it'll be the 1st.
Or the after the 4th.
Oh. You're doing it after.
I think so. Okay. The next Not Cold High School will be Tuesday. We're going to be talking The Wizard of Oz. And then after The Wizard of Oz, we are doing Who's Your Mama episode.
Who's Your Mama?
Who's Your Mama? Who's Your Mama?
That's good.
We're going to get away from movie reviews for that one. And we're going to kind of go into base picks. Kind of like we said, our celebrity crushes type thing.
Yeah, we're going to talk about our favorite
pop culture mothers.
Pop culture mothers, because Mother's Day is coming
up. Yes. So mothers you would want from pop culture. Mothers you would not want from pop culture. And then because it's really popular on TikTok, we're going to do smash or pass moms.
Smash or pass.
Hot moms that you would love to be your MILF.
Okay.
Yes. Once again, thank you all so much. We love you to death. We hope you enjoy the show. We really hope.
Let us know what you think.
As we're closing out, leave a review and we'll post it on the chat. Or if you head over to the website, or if you head over to Apple, Google, please follow us on social media. It helps us a lot.
Like, and subscribe, follow,
Facebook,
share.
You can leave reviews. Leave reviews on there. So the more people say, like, oh, people are reviewing this, watching it. People like when people are doing well. They don't want to, some people like to jump on early and you're the cool ones, but it takes a lot of people to jump on for other people to like become the trend. Like,
yeah.
Listen to. So you guys can be the building blocks here. Yeah. Cheryl said, great job. I love it.
Yeah.
Is that a skull?
Yeah.
She gave us a skull. I love it. May the force be with you. May the fourth be with you. Yeah. So here's some outro music. We love you all so much. Leave some great reviews in there. We'll post them as the intro music, outro music's going. And we'll see you on Tuesday for Not Cool in High School for The Wizard of Oz. Groovy.